have to begin by saying that all the years that I've been here, driving in on Easter morning, up on the left on one of the hillsides is a group of believers. I don't know where they come from, but they gather together up on the hillside to welcome Jesus' resurrection as the sun comes up. Today, and they were there again, I can count on it. Today, driving just a little further, there was another church group. I know who they were because I could read their church vans and all the cars that were there. And they were going up on the other side up to a high peak, knowing that they were going to get there before the sun broke over the hill and welcome Christ risen into the world, into our lives in their way as well. It's nice to know that Christ didn't only rise here with us today, that Christ is rising everywhere. I want to tell you a story about a boy from Syracuse, New York. His name was George. He was the youngest of four brothers. The oldest was 8 years his senior. His family lived in a small three-bedroom apartment in the rough part of town. Their mother died of pneumonia when George was three. Their dad struggled to balance the rigorous demands of being a single parent with the demands of being the swing shift supervisor at the local glass factory. George's dad would get up each morning, feed the boys breakfast, pack their lunches, kiss them on the top of their heads. He would get George to daycare and get the others on the school bus. The dad's greatest desire was that he wanted his boys to grow into their potential, to be the best that they could be. Each day, the father left for work before the boys got home from school. This put a lot of responsibility on the oldest boy to help with his younger brothers. The oldest was okay with this responsibility at first, but it did not take long before he began resenting his little brothers. The oldest started acting out. He wanted to be a teenager. He wanted to do the things that he wanted to do. He wanted to hang out with his friends. He was tired of picking George up from daycare. He was tired of making sure his brother's homework was done. He was tired of having to fix dinner. He was tired of bathing little George and brushing his teeth before bedtime. The oldest started getting in trouble at school, and George noticed. One afternoon, the dad got a call, got pulled away from work to pick up the oldest from the police station. George noticed this too. George idolized the oldest brother, and George started acting out as well. One Sunday morning, the dad took the oldest down by the river for a chat. During this conversation, he told the oldest a secret, and he wanted him not to tell anyone. He kissed him on the top of the head, and he said, "I have four sons, but I want you to know that I love you the most." Knowing he was loved the most led the oldest to find direction in his life. His attitude changed. His relationship with his father and his brothers changed. George noticed. And in noticing the change in his brother, George's attitude changed as well. It came time for the oldest to move out, and the responsibility moved to the next oldest brother. The same pattern happened with him. He wanted to be a teenager. He wanted to do the things that he wanted to do. He wanted to hang out with his friends. He was tired of getting George off the bus. He was tired of making sure his brother's homework was done. He was tired of having to fix dinner. He was tired of forcing George to take a bath and forcing him to brush his teeth. George noticed, and his bad attitude began to match that of his brother. One Sunday morning, the dad took his second oldest down by the river for a chat. He told him a secret that he was not to tell anyone. He kissed him on the top of the head and said, "I have four sons, but I want you to know that I love you the most." Knowing he was loved the most led him to find direction in his life. His attitude changed. His relationship with his father and brothers changed. George noticed, and noticing the change in his brother, George's attitude changed as well. The time came for this brother to move out of the house, and the exact cycle happened with the next brother. The same walk down to the river, the same kiss on the top of his head, and the same secret being loved the most was shared. And things got better. George noticed. The time came when George found himself in the house alone. He began to feel lost. He had never been alone before, and it was painful. He felt abandoned by his father and brothers. Life for George began to unravel and get out of control. It was time for George's dad to take him to the river. He kissed George on the top of the head, and he told him a secret, that out of all of his children, he loved George the most. As George reflected on his life, he began to fully experience the grace in his father's secret. Each boy grew into their own potential, the oldest becoming a social worker, the second a nurse, the third a teacher, and then there was George. He became a pastor. The boys gathered around the graveside of their father. George began to smile. The brothers noticed. George said, "Dad once told me a secret that changed my life." The oldest said, "Yes, he told us a secret too, down by the river." And the second one said, "Yes, he kissed us on the top of our heads." And the third said, "He loved us the most." Today we experience a story about our God and our Father who loves us the most. A story of loving us individually, but even more importantly, loving us together as one body in the risen Christ. Today we experience a story about a love so deeply that we experience it not only when we reach our potential, but especially we experience this love when we are in our deepest struggles, when we are in our darkest times. We experience this love in the part of Mary Magdalene who was drawn to the tomb. She was drawn. It was still dark. It was dangerous for her, but she was drawn to that tomb to be near one that she knew loved her the most. We experienced it in Mary's panic as she runs to share the news of Jesus being missing, of the empty tomb. We experience this love in the disciple who, it says, Jesus loved. Apparently, we experience it even though he didn't keep the secret because he just announced it to everybody. And we even see that love because he brags a bit about reminding us that he was faster than Peter. I love that, that it's thrown in a second time, you know. We experience this love in the part of Mary who wept and who could not see Jesus in the garden for who he really was. We experience this love in the part of Mary whose eyes came open when Jesus spoke her name. Today we experience this love all around us. We did when the youth group putting on that craziness of searching for that outward visible sign of the resurrection that was going on in our garden. We experienced it in that family that was so stressed out this morning, trying to get all the kids dressed in their Easter clothes to get here on time. We saw that love in that. We saw the love in our visitors, and we've seen that love in the ones of you who are here every week. We experience this journey down by the river through the waters of baptism. It's a lifelong journey which began when the stone rolled away. God kissed us on the top of our heads and told us a secret. A secret that we were loved the most. A secret that when we share it, our eyes are open to a greater picture of that love. And it's a secret that we were commanded not to hide, but to share. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.